In a world where movies are on the internet, you don't even know what's coming up next. Is Quentin Tarantino going to cancel his next film? Is James Cameron going to come into your room at night? Will Tim Burton finally have sex with Johnny Depp? We all want to see. But it's on the movie. You ain't never going to see one again. Because it's all ruined. By the internet.
Get out of my movie!
Society's crumbling. Information overload, man. We're drowning in a quagmire of vid clips, email, and sound bites. We can't absorb it all. There's only one sane solution. Blow it up!
Welcome to Bang the Internet, the only internet podcast that's like, hey, let's go to the movies.
Man, I don't want to go to the movies with you. You smell funny.
You know the thing about movies that the internet really screws up?
What's that?
Everything.
It is true. It's kind of like I stopped using deodorant recently. I just started trying to use vinegar.
Uh-huh.
Screwed up a few things for me.
Yeah, it's not like that at all, though.
Yeah, that's also is. has to go back to what I was saying about not going to the internet. Doesn't smell good.
All right. All right, so number one, movie trailers. You remember when we used to go to the movies, you go see a trailer, and you're like, yeah, that movie's awesome. I can't wait to see that. And then you don't see any previews for a while, and then you get all excited because you see the previews on TV. Now, you can go home and watch the trailer 50 times after you get on your computer, and you're like, eh.
You know what? Here's the thing. I'm okay with the trailers. What about all those advertisements? Am I right? Can't stand those. It's like, hey, if I was going to buy candy, I would have done it when I walked in, man. Would have done it before I committed to my seat. Like, geez.
Now you're just being critical of movies. We want to go on, we want to attack the internet, Ryan. Not the movies. It's the internet that's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Not the movies.
The internet had me in a mind grasp. I had no idea. It was like a Jedi thing. That's, I'm always saying that for SEO, if Google picks this up. I feel like Jedi is a very, bam, we just got a whole new audience.
Well, you do make a good point about the commercial thing. If you go to any video on YouTube, every now and then you'll get a movie trailer as your advertisement beforehand. But it's typically a movie you don't care about. And so now, like, my mind is kind of averse to the preview screen, which I used to get really excited when I saw the green preview screen when I go to a movie.
When you were, like, a young lad.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, what's
about how tall?
About 9.
Okay. There's nothing about that that doesn't register with me, so let's continue.
So now, I get online, I see a movie trailer, and I'm like, ugh, it's probably something I'm indifferent to.
I don't like movie trailers because they're advertisements, but they make you think they're doing you a favor. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's like tricking you into thinking that you're being entertained, but really it's just an advertisement.
Just a big old commercial.
Yeah, it's just a big commercial. Why do they call it a trailer?
Why do they call it a trailer? I don't know. Why? Or am I supposed to know the answer to this? Are you genuinely asking, or are you saying this so that I can make you sound smart when you answer the question?
Why do they call it a trailer?
I don't know!
Is it like the movie is the engine? Is it like maybe that the movie lives within the idea of this? It's kind of a smaller, less structured aluminum vessel. The movie stays in it when it's having a hard time. And his parents don't want him in it anymore. So it resides in the trailer.
The term trailer comes from there having originally been shown at the end of a feature film screening.
Whoa! Trailers used to be at the end.
Yeah.
And I wonder how long it took them for them to cancel that idea when everybody walks out after the credits. Oh, do you want to stay and watch our advertisements? I don't know. So, yeah, I was on the phone with my bank yesterday, and they were trying to... They're like, I'm sorry, you have to wait 15 minutes for a customer service representative. And then it goes, congratulations, you've been accepted to do a survey. Like, ooh, lucky me. After waiting for an eternity, I'm going to have a horrible experience with somebody and then stay on longer and give you more of my crap. And that's what's wrong with movies.
How about this? How about this problem the internet's caused with movies? The Thor movie just came out, right, on DVD? No, it didn't.
No, but on Blu-ray, man. DVD is out of here.
No, that's
I know, it's still kind of relevant. No, I don't have a Blu-ray player. Call me out on the radio waves.
Why?
I don't even know why.
You brought it up.
I feel like there's going to be a better source of media coming out than the Blu-ray.
We're not going to do this right now. We're not. Okay. All right, so basically, you have movies like Thor and stuff that come out like early on iTunes before they're on DVD. So now I'm being prevented from getting in my car, driving to the store, walking into the DVD market, getting the DVD.
You're probably getting coughed on by like some other shopper that's
you know,
in there.
I come home and then I can put the DVD in and watch the DVD. But now I don't even do the DVD because of the internet. So now I'm not getting exercise. I'm not building up my immunity system.
Right.
I'm not putting some well-needed engine time into my car, and I'm not leaving the house. So I'm just a big lazy bum.
Like, movies on the internet has basically made nobody ever need to go out again.
Mm-hmm.
As a society, we depended on the cinema for our culture. You know, and this kind of, let's tie this into our last episode about love. What do you do to go to dates? Like, let's go see a movie or dinner. Well, nobody eats anymore. We all know that. So movie was the last bastion of romance, and there she gone.
Hey, baby, let's sit in my car and watch Bordello of Blood on my iPad.
Bordello of Blood.
The Tales from the Crypt movie. Yep, it's a movie.
I have a degree in cinema.
Let's film a movie. Let's call it Awkward Silence. All right, so...
Movies on the internet.
So the availability of movies, we think it's a convenience, right? But it's not. It's just a way for me to watch a movie on my phone, which has a really small screen.
Which is really convenient. Just put it close to your eyes. Why don't we just put them all close to our eyes? Why do we need big screens at all?
Well, because then you get touchscreen nose.
Touchscreen nose. Then your nose starts, you start like, it's like butt dialing, but you start Pinocchio-zing all your,
Yeah.
I accidentally sent some dirty pictures to my ex because I Pinocchio'd it because I was watching Hunt for Red October.
That's the epidemic that comes from movies online. Nose, what do you call it?
Pinocchio-nosing.
Pinocchio-nosing.
Yeah, it's when you watch a digital form too close and you accidentally start controlling it with your nose inadvertently. Being nosy has a totally different meaning now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like Adrian Brody or some other actor with a giant nose like hates his phone.
He's effed. It would be funny because you'd have to start wearing like protective nose pieces.
Oh, it's like the opposite of the touchscreen gloves.
We'll all be wearing like Sub-Zero masks from Mortal Kombat. We'll look like we're all assassins.
I picture like a dot sticker like thing on the tip of your nose only.
Oh, like a lot.
So you just like have this like little Velcro patch on the tip of your nose and stuff.
You just like in the whole United States, it's just like a heavy gasping because everyone has to breathe through their mouths, so just I'm watching my films, and that's really gonna be a for romance movies. The big screen is being increasingly downsized, so now we got the big screen as a small screen. Yeah, so what is like theaters? Are they going to be...
We'll all sit in a dark room and look at our phones. It's the opposite of what they want now. Like, they want you to put your phone away. They're just going to do away with the screens to save money and, like, give you an avenue, a place where you can all congregate and sit and stare at your phones all day.
I mean, it's... That's basically, like, the world. The world is a place for us to sit and congregate and stare at our phones all day.
And now I want to kill myself.
Yeah. See, now you... See, last time I was,
It was you. Yeah. That's me.
Nah, these shows are just damaging our psyche.
It's like the opposite of 1984. Like, instead of Big Brother looking at us, we're just staring at things all day. The government can't see us back. They're too busy looking at their iPhones. They're too busy looking at cats on YouTube. Jim blowing his brains out again.
Dude, that's a good idea. Oh, man, I'm totally just going to blow my brains out. And you sneeze. Boy, that's my dramatic friend. He's got a...
All right, so now what happens now? We have movies on our little devices, our little phones, that we can look at. For a director making a movie, let's say you and I are making a movie.
Maybe we should have movies shot in different segments so that people have to put their phones together in a sort of mosaic to actually view it. And then, you know, that's a real community bonding.
One guy has to go to the bathroom. No, Jim! Not...
It's like maybe it's a pivotal scene where the character winks and you miss the wink.
You missed the wink because Jim was in the bathroom.
Yeah. Here's my final thoughts on movies. They're moving pictures. We humans make them and we all watch them, but some of us don't.
That's cool, but it's not time for the final thought yet. This is only the first segment.
I wanted to make a movie a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
No. The internet.
See? Bad.
I was working in my lab, late one night, chilling on the slab, waiting for the lightning to strike. Now my dog has hands, and I have paws. Sometimes experiments will leave you with claws. So I slash what's left of your funeral rites. I slash a mic open and the cable ignites. I burn your bridge so you can't finish the song, cause that thing's been playing way too long. While you're in the river drowning, your label head is frowning. I drag him to England and then loan him a pounding. Now a stupid white fur coat turns red, like he's at the formal getting bucket stumped in his head. I'm blasting your fans like an attitude brass band. My raps can't leave the stands abandoned like Jazzland. Or they can hypnotize a crowd but never sympathize with weak MCs.
All must be minimized.
I'm like a robot programmed to do it. Rockin' body armor over top of black tunic. My thoughts are protected by...
So this is the other thing about the internet. You learn way more about, you know, everything in the movie than you ever normally would. Like, you used to have to go to film school to be able to, like, understand the movie and, oh, that's what Kubrick actually meant. And now it's like, no, I could just go on like secretmeaningsofmovies.com or whatever, and it's like, wow, that takes out any of the guesswork.
I remember how disappointed I was when I found out all the Exorcist rumors about stuff that happened like on the set, and the idea that like they put subliminal messages of evil images to make people throw up in the movie. None of it was true. I was like, oh.
That explains why I didn't vomit. See, every time I hear a whole new world. Oh, maybe Disney is the subliminal vomit-inducing. I was in a college class once. It was a media studies class, and it was about Disney. And she brought up the slightest criticism of Disney, and the class revolted.
Really?
They were like girls, just their brows furrowed, and you could just feel like, you know, muscles tensing. And girls like, and they're just, well... You know,
it's like when the dragon breathes and like the do puffs of smoke come out.
It was like the Truman Show, a movie.
Wink.
That's like, look, pat me on the back. I'm sticking to the topic slightly, even though it's a convenient example. It's like if you know Jim Carrey, you know Al Truman, as they call him.
Oh
my God! I just realized what that means. The True Man Show. Wow. Holy, just cut the recording. I'm content. I don't need a life in radio anymore. I just figured it all and right. I did it without the internet, you sons of
Yeah, let's take a break. Me and Ryan are going to talk about the Truman Show for the next 3 hours.
The Truman Show, he realizes that he's a real man all of a sudden. It's like that's what it's like if you were to do that thing that what was I even talking about?
I don't know. Truman Show, I guess.
The True Man Show.
I learned from that movie was that Ed Harris is God.
You know, I don't know the difference between Ed Harris and Woody Harrelson.
I don't know the difference between Ed Harris and Richard Dreyfuss.
Does Ed Harris look like Woody Harrelson?
There he is, yeah.
I hate that guy.
All right. So how about this? The elephant in the room. Spoilers. Spoiler alert, we're talking about spoilers now.
Guys, look out. This is the type of thing in the fridge I would put a red flag on. I'd say, spoiled, do not eat.
Spoilers.
Yep, there's a stink on the internet and it's spoiled. I will say, when you get into the word, just jumping into it, spoy, nasty. Walk up to your wife and go, spoy. She'll like slap you across the face. Never again, it'll always be a divorce. Spoiler.
Yeah, spoy.
That's how all of them should be introduced.
Flavor Flav shouting
you as Flavor Flav. Yeah, spoy.
Right, so what about spoilers? Well, how about the fact that movie scripts get leaked like crazy on the stupid internet?
You know what I'm interested in? Here's the thing. You know, you go to a supermarket, you see spoiled food, people don't tend to buy it. You go to the internet, you see spoiled movies, people eat it up.
It's so tempting.
People love, it's like, you know, it's a...
Even if you don't want to know what happens, you're just like, I'll just click. Ah, man.
It's very masochistic. Bring me pain. Teenagers used to cut themselves, and now they just spoil movies for themselves.
Worst example of how a spoiler really screws up your day?
This is like an internet-facilitated abortion. That's what the... Yep. I knew I hit it right because of the face that you gave me. Yes. Is it not? Right, yeah. Ugly, right? But I didn't do it. I didn't abort that film. When it comes to movies, I am pro-life.
Let me explain. Quentin Tarantino, basically, he had this movie, The Hateful Eight, he was working on. And because the script leaked on the stupid internet, he is not doing the movie at all anymore.
See, I don't know if he, I hate to break it to you, Quentin, but spoilers existed before the internet. They were just called assholes. and they would go see the movie and just tell you about it. Like, that never stopped. A director didn't, like, put out a movie and he's like, oh, a few people saw it, but not everybody saw it first at the same time in the world, so I'm going to pull it.
Yeah. It's like the Alfred Hitchcock thing. When he released Psycho, and during the credits of Psycho, you hear Alfred Hitchcock's voice admonishing the audience, saying, like,
I don't think you should tell your friends about this. It might not be a good idea. Why? I'm a coward, I suppose.
That is exact. That's a quote from Tom Snyder. It was very Hitchcockian, if you will.
I'm so delighted with myself.
So Tarantino canceled his movie because of the internet. That's what it comes down to. Now, say what you want about Tarantino.
And I will.
Everyone that I know, including myself, has at least one Tarantino movie that they love.
Oh, I mean, no, yeah.
At least one. And it's like, this could have been somebody's...
This could have been the next Pulp Fiction. Can you get it out? Rich! You'll never make another good movie again, you fool. This is a cop-out. He's like totally freaking. He's like, God, I'm slipping. We'll blame the internet. My movie was so good. Nobody would have ever noticed the ending at all. They would have never seen it coming, and now it's ruined. I'm not doing it. Then the internet barges in. Get in the closet, bitch.
But in all honesty, like, yeah, he's probably going to continue to be successful, so. But we don't get a movie. That's what it comes down to. Look, when it comes down to it, it may have been a terrible movie, but now we don't get it. Because of the internet.
Like, how many people actually read this?
I don't know. Like, I didn't.
I mean, I didn't. We are celebrities.
And we didn't read it.
Huge influence. Didn't say a thing. So, you ain't got shit on me, Quentin. Quentin. That Quentin. Oh, Quentin. I'm sorry.
Bad acting. Django ruining. Wagon driving. Jerk. And the inverse to it all is that the internet has been, like, a boon for bad movies. Like, bad movies are getting all this love. Like, The Room.
Hey, hey. The Room is, you know, that did something to me.
Well, did it do to you what happened to the protagonist at the end of the movie? Make you want to kill yourself?
Oh, hi, Mark. Hi, Danny. Oink, oink, oink. I'm the pig man. Oink, oink, oink.
It's like giving that guy...
Did you watch the whole thing?
I've watched... Thanks to my friend, Lior Galil, I've watched the entire movie, The Room. Much to my sadness. Look, here we are on the internet, giving more attention to The Room.
Ha! Part of my grand scheme.
You son of a... Anyway, back to Quentin. So, the internet killed a movie for you. There you go. You're welcome, America.
The internet murdered a movie.
Enjoy your spoilers.
You think the internet's so great? Well, guess what? It murdered your entertainment. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. You gotta watch your cat videos on YouTube
it's
now.
It's kind of like karma. Like, Quentin Tarantino murders everyone in his movies, and now the internet murdered Tarantino. How delightfully ironic.
I hope it wasn't going to be like another revenge fantasy movie anyway. Then I wouldn't miss it that much. I'm kind of tired of that from him.
Probably. And so, then like, and then there would have been a trailer with a Tim Burton movie, and it'd have John Depp in it, and you'd be like,
See, the next one was going to be the revenge fantasy for white people.
The revenge fantasy for white people? I ain't touching that one with a 10-foot pole. I ain't touching that with Ron Jeremy. That's a weenie joke.
Oh. I just thought the name Ron Jeremy was funny. It's like two first names. I don't know where we're going with this. It's just... sucks that, like, the internet kills movies. That's all. I don't know. Listen to some music now.
Thank you.
Internet butthole of the week.
Pete Hammond.
Ooh.
F*** you, Pete Hammond.
Don't mess with me. Can we talk about Pete Hammond?
No, we actually can't because I don't. All I know is that that's a name I just looked at.
Do you want to know about Pete Hammond? I'm going to tell you about Pete Hammond.
Oh, jeez.
Pete Hammond is a jerk. You know why?
All right.
Because his name is on the cover of every bad movie I've ever seen. It's like he's the guy who they quote. He's the critic they quote when no one else said their movie was good.
Summon Pete Hammond. You take him out of his crypt from this dark thing. When, you know, like when all the other crap, we didn't make a good movie.
Right.
Summon Hammond.
Oh, I hate that guy.
All right, I certainly couldn't get enough of Ice Age Ghost Scooby, and I also like the crossover from Roseanne's The Next Generation.
Of course, that's Roseanne Barr.
It is so sad.
Beyond the death of her husband, and she's trying to remarry.
As you pick up a movie and you're like, oh, I heard this wasn't very good. But then you see a quote from a critic, and you're like, the best movie in decades. And you're like, oh, and he's, oh, Pete Hammond.
Good. Pete Hammond, he goes, see this. And then light starts shining out of my eyes. And I go, and I like just like mechanically walk over to the theater. Pete Hammond was conjured in the fires, you know, in like the seminal fires of
Mordor.
That's a movie. Internet didn't ruin that one.
Didn't ruin what? The movie Mordor?
What was it from a movie?
The Doors? About Jim Morrison?
Yeah.
More Doors? Is it the sequel?
Yeah, More Doors is the sequel. That's what I was... Mordor. You thought it was really difficult to do because Jim Morrison dies. So the sequel, it's kind of like Grease. There's no Danny Zuko. There's no Sandy. Olivia Newton-John. There's not even any Rizzo. We all know Kinnicky's dad.
Yeah. All right, so...
Mordor. Oh, stupid Jim Morrison songs.
You can find Mr. Hammond on Deadline.com, author/P. Hammond. And just go through the list. Just go through his archives and look at the crappy movies that he said were good.
Best movies. Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo.
Right. He's your stupid friend that goes, oh, no, you should definitely go see Battleship. It was so...
Let me show you a YouTube video of it. Let me show you. It's so funny. When they don't laugh when they watch it. Oh, but, it's funnier in the movie.
Okay.
You gotta see the whole thing. It's so good. Like, this, you know what that is? It's like buyer's remorse, but they don't have the strength of a psyche that's strong enough to be able to, like, just admit, like, hey, I effed up. I made a bad movie decision. So instead, you just have to try to convince everybody else. Like, no, it actually was good. No, I didn't waste my time. Yeah. I hope I'm still a real person.
Here's the prime example of that. And Pete Hammond might have guided this decision. My best buddy a few years ago had tickets. We all bought tickets to see Spider-Man 2. And this is one of my first dates with my now wife and him and his now wife.
Did you do an upside down? Did you kiss her upside down? Like that classic, is that how you bagged her?
No, it's more traditional kiss. So
it's proper.
So we go to my house. We go to get the tickets that, of course, are at my house. And I can't find them anywhere. I've lost the tickets.
Tickets.
I come out to the car.
Tickets.
My future wife had not seen the first Spider-Man. And so my buddy Spence is in the backseat, like, explaining the whole movie to her. So she's kind of up to speed. And she's like, okay, got it.
Ready he was
to see
spoiling.
He was spoiling.
Too bad the internet didn't exist back then.
But see, this was like, she was willingly drinking the spoiled milk then.
Your wife is weird. Jamie, be wise if you didn't listen to this one.
So I get back in the car, ticketless. And she's like, okay, I'm ready. Let's go to see the movie. And I'm like, I have the tickets. And it was sold out by this point. Let's keep this in mind. This was opening day. My buddy's like, oh, that's cool. You guys can have our tickets. And he's got his girlfriend with him. And she's like, yeah. So we go see Spider-Man 2. They go see White Chicks starring the Wayans boys.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, no, I heard it was good. I think I remember him saying Pete Hammond told him.
I saw White Chicks, actually. That is one movie I did see. I didn't see Spider-Man.
So along with Spence, you and Spence and his wife are the only ones who saw White Chicks over Spider-Man.
We can talk about the subtle undertones of a...
And so we come out of it, and like Spence is like, no, it was funny. It was cool, man. And his wife's just got this look on her face like...
She's already pissed. She already hated him the moment he gave up the tickets. That's...
Right. Then they got three kids.
See, they would have never gotten married because that would have never happened. They would have never seen the White Chicks. They would have never had a romping good time. You would have never gotten married if you didn't go to the theater.
Imagine if I had to take my wife to see White Chicks. I, a black man, taking a white woman to see White Chicks where black men become white women. I think we both walked away like feeling somehow violated, like we'd been raped in the movie theater.
Yeah, like it would just be a very confusing experience.
We would have no problems with each other, but wouldn't want to see each other again because of that shared traumatic experience. All right, so Pete Hammond, Butthole of the Week. Anyway.
You know, I've got there's a place, never been to it, Hammond, Indiana. Never going to go because it sounds like shit. Hammond, Indiana just doesn't sound like a great place.
I'm surprised you know it exists. I didn't know it exists, and I lived in Indiana until like a few years ago.
I think I once had a cleaning product in my possession that was made there or something.
That's usually how you find out about town.
It's about how I know about like Nantucket Falls in New York, how I know about Atlanta.
See, I know about Atlanta because of Usher and Ludacris.
Is Usher Usher?
Uh-huh.
Oh, is that how they say it? Or did you just say it weird?
White guy doesn't know Atlanta exists. Black guy tells him.
That's a good joke. White man don't know where Atlanta exists. Black man tells him. Period. It's like if Confucius were, Jerry Lewis. Moving on. I just feel bad.
So, there we go. Internet, movies, not a good combo. Makes us bad people.
Yeah, if you put your internet on the movie, it's going to kill it. Reverse that. That's what you got. Totally, that made sense. It all made sense. Okay. Follow the words.
All right, so that's it. Internet, movies, bad. The music today was from Mad Conductor, One Solid Connection. Second song, Abattoir Blues, Still Here. Both of those tracks can be found for free on SoundCloud and on our website, banetheinternet.com. You can also check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Send us a review on iTunes. Let people know what you think of us. Unless you don't like us, then shut up. Also, tell us in the comments, how did the internet ruin a movie for you? Could be a leaked script. Could be spoilers.
You know what? Forget that. Oh, I want to spoil all the movies. I want to do that. Oh, yeah, internet. Well, here you go. Turns out Rosebud was a sled. Bruce Willis was all dead all the whole time anyways. Snape caps Dumbledore. The T-Rex turned out to be good. And it turns out Bill Pullman had the Schwartz all along. There you go. That's all the movies. We're out.
See ya.